is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Bank of America said it would stop dealing with private prisons without admitting that it had recently agreed to lend $90 million to one of the largest companies in the business through 2024. Locast is a nonprofit streaming company backed by the Nonprofit Sports Fan Coalition and has launched in several big markets to stream sports to cord cutters using an exemption made for nonprofits in the law. It asks only for donations and doesn't act as a commercial enterprise. AT&T made the outfit a $500,000 donation. It would now take more than 100 years for female computer scientists to publish as many research articles as their male counterparts. Women biomedical researchers could catch up to men by 2050. Of the 122 attempted missions to the moon, a bit more than half were successful. The U.S., Russia, Europe, China, Japan, and India. The Israeli nonprofit Space2 tried to become the first private organization to land a spacecraft on the moon, but failed last April. Major donors to the National Rifle Association are withholding or suspending their contributions, claiming over $110 million in commitments in a revolt against what they call the soap opera of internal conflict, and are calling for CEO Wayne LaPierre and his team to resign. Appeals courts in New Jersey are upbraiding lower court judges there for showing favoritism to privileged young people involved in rape and sexual assault. The Trump administration, in a dramatic about-face, abandoned its quest to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census a week after being blocked by the Supreme Court. Overcrowded, squalid conditions are more widespread at migrant detention centers along the southern border than originally revealed. Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General, an independent watchdog, has made a report that describes standing room only cells, children without showers and hot meals, and detainees clamoring desperately for release. Harrah's Casino in New Orleans was declared liable for paying hotel taxes and occupancy sales taxes to the state of Louisiana for complimentary rooms it gave out to high rollers. Casino has been paying taxes to New Orleans, just not the state. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.